All right, Commissioner Goring, so while we can acknowledge the challenges that are occurring right now with the excessive moisture, with the recent blizzard, with flooding, a lot of the challenges are still to come with farmers and ranchers, that being on the feed side of things, correct?
It is, and it's clear across the state, especially in parts of the state where they rarely experience, you know, excessive wet conditions. But right now we're dealing with hay that has been left out in hay meadows. I mean, they haven't been able to access it the last couple months. We continue to get more and more rain. Then we have silage fields, which haven't been cut. In fact, we're trying to assess in the state where we're at, but we think about 9% of the silage has been cut and put up. And until conditions change where we can get equipment back out there, we can't get out to cut any more silage. The problem is the condition of the silage at this point, because it's frozen and you have a dead plant, isn't going to be ensiled properly. The nutritional value is going to be off. We're going to be dealing with horrendous situations where we're going to have feed shortages, and especially the nutritional content in a lot of that feed. So with hay being flooded and limited access to that, and winter fast approaching, I'm not really sure what more they can do. They're just going to have to keep looking for options. The nice thing is farmers, ranchers are very innovative and resilient, but this is going to be a little difficult. We're going to open the hay hotline back up again and at least have some different resources on there. But again, things are tough, and farmers are trying to find, you know, more money in their pocket to go out and buy feed when they're challenged with stuff that's out there they can't access or get to, or may not even be worth all the efforts that they put into it already.
And while we focus on the resources, farmers need to take care of themselves too.
Well, they do, and that's probably one of my deepest concerns. As you think about these very self-reliant, resilient individuals that are out here doing this on their own, mentally, emotionally, they're struggling, they're feeling it. Then they go out and work in this type of conditions, and it's challenging in itself. One bad thing happens, and all of a sudden, it's just they throw their arms up in the air. We need people to think about this. I know that we're used to being the rock, and you don't want to burden your family with more of your own stress and concerns, but they're aware of it. They see it. Visit with them. Visit with other loved ones, with friends, family. You know, reach out to those faith-based organizations and talk to them. Just share, because quite frankly, you're not the only one in this, but you may feel like it. As a farmer, we get tunnel vision. We're bent on getting the work done. We got a job to do, and when things interfere with that, it's difficult. And it's even more different than a drought. In a drought, you can be outside working, you can do stuff. It may be doom and gloom on the backside of it, it looks like, but at least you're working and you're staying active. In these situations, you're stuck in the house or you're stuck in the shop, and you can only do so much, and that's difficult.